Hello and welcome to the Power Loop podcast. I am your host, Laura Loop, personal power coach, business clairvoyant, numerologist, and the list goes on. I'm here to teach you all things personal power, as it is my firm belief that you are infinitely more powerful than anything you will ever face in your life. Just think about it. You've survived 100% of the things you thought you wouldn't survive. You are literally power taking shape as a human. And with this podcast, it is my desire that you never forget it. So I'm going to bring you tangible pieces of advice, very down-to-earth approaches, dipped in spiritual wisdom. This podcast is meant to elevate you. It's meant to remind you of who you were before the world told you who you ought to be. We are going to be talking about personal power in life, in love, in business, and I'm going to bring on some killer guests in some of the episodes. And I cannot fucking wait. And yeah, we're dropping the F-bombs. That's the vibe. Not apologizing for being who I am, as I desire that for you too. Be who you are fully, no matter what, and watch your world shift. Okay, let's fucking go. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Power Loop podcast. We are on. We are excited. Today's episode is the power of feeling good. The power of feeling good and ways to feel good today for free. So if you're ready to feel freaking good today for free, this is the episode for you. I hope this is going to be an episode that you're going to keep returning to again and again and again to keep finding joy on shitty days where you don't really feel like there's good things to do. There's always good things to do. This is your inspiration list. Take what serves you, leave what doesn't, and go out there and make a pretty fucking good day. All right, first and foremost, for you to become in a better mood, you gotta want it. You gotta want it. I can't do it for you. You kind of have to do it yourself. That's the thing with personal development work. You kind of have to do it on your own. But you have to be open. You have to be willing. So if you're tuning into this podcast, you're already a bit annoyed with my high energy. You're like, oh, where she got the energy from? If you're feeling that cranky, breathe. Let your shoulders down for a moment. And be willing to turn your day around. If you are not willing to turn your day around, then no matter what I say, it's going to sound like I'm insulting you. I am not. I am not here to insult you. I'm here to support you in becoming in a better mood, but you have to be willing to do that. So if your day today is that pitch black where you just hate everything and everything is shit and humans sucks and life sucks and all that kind of jazz, take a moment here to tell yourself, I am willing to feel good today. I am willing to change my mood. I am in control of my feelings and my mood, and I have the power to change them. Now take a deep breath. I'm willing to feel good. Okay, let's go. First on the list comes my personal absolute favorite, a dance party. Put your favorite music on. Put your absolute favorite music on and dance your gorgeous butt off. I know this feels counterintuitive because if you're having a shitty ass day, you are not in the mood to dance. But dancing will get you in the mood to dance some more. When we are having shitty emotions, we have energy, emotions, energy in motion. We have energy in motion stuck in the body. The body is carrying old energy, so we want to release that. And we can only release that with our body. So tune into that gorgeous body of yours and move it and groove it and shake it, shake it, shake it. We want to throw ourselves a tiny dance party. Often I call them a one-song dance party because you can feel a difference just from one song. I promise you. Pick a really good song. One song you know you're always gonna enjoy, like Earth, Wind and Fire, or my personal favorites are Sam Smith and RuPaul, and I have an entire playlist with fun music that just brings joy to me. It can literally be anything. You can listen to Mumbo number five. Do, 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 do. I can't sing, so I'm not going to destroy your day by singing. But you can literally choose whatever you want, whatever favorite music you got. Pause this podcast. Give yourself a one song dance party. I promise you, you can feel it. Or listen to the rest of this podcast and then go take a one song dance party. Take a 10-minute dance party. You don't need much, but you do need the willingness to move your body despite of it not feeling like you want to move your body. Mm-hmm. It's just like when you go work out, you go for a run where you didn't feel like it, and then you come back after the run and you feel like amazing. It's the same thing. You get to do that with a one song dance party, your own little private dance party at home. And if you're at the office or at work, wherever work is for you, and you have a shit time, you can still go to the bathroom, bring your headphones. You always carry them anyway in your purse. So grab your headphones and go out there and have a one song silent dance party for yourself in the bathroom. Stop making excuses and shake the gorgeous booty. All right. That leads me to the second one. Another favorite of mine. It's going to be, spoiler alert, these are all my favorite things. These are all my favorite things. All right, so the second on the list is yoga. Yoga. For me, yoga is this magical tool that really just releases stuck energy in your body. Dance can do it in the same way, but sometimes if I'm too sad to want to dance, I will move my body gently through yoga, and that way I can start to get into my body and feel my body and move my body, move the stagnant energy, releasing the stagnant energy, coming back into myself, feeling more and more like myself. And then suddenly I might feel like dancing, or I just feel better from the yoga. Yoga always works. It literally, like, for me, yoga always works. It's such an amazing tool, and you can do yoga wherever you want to do it. I even have a yoga mat at my office, and sometimes I just pull it forth in the office because I need to move my body, and I do a sun salutation or two, and the people in my office are quite used to it by now. And that's just it. We get to do whatever we want to do, and move the body is such an important piece of feeling better, releasing the stagnant energy. And then number three on the list, once again, releasing stagnant energy. Releasing and clearing stagnant energy. So the third one is called lion's breath. So lion's breath is this gorgeous breathing technique where you inhale through the nose, and then you yell your exhale out as you spit your tongue out of the mouth, and you just say, I'm not going to do it on this podcast because it's going to make a shit ton of noise if I yell here. So don't worry, I won't do it. But I advise you to YouTube it. There is a gazillion tutorials. So lion's breath. So a lion like the animal and breath like you're breathing. Go in on YouTube and find it. I use lion's breath when I have a hard time expressing myself, when I can't really get the words out, if I feel like I don't know what to say, or I get stuck in my communication skills, even just with myself. If I don't know what I'm feeling, if I can't really tell my emotions apart, I do the lion's breath to clear. And one or two, I'm already much clearer after lion's breath. So it just freaking works. It clears out that throat chakra of yours, and it's an amazing companion. I also do it before I have difficult conversations just to clear my throat chakra. Highly recommend to do that too. And then we have on the fourth on the list is tapping. Of course, tapping is this amazing, I think it's called acupressure technique. You can YouTube that too. Tapping, EFT, tapping, emotional freedom technique, tapping. It's where you tap these points on your body. You tap on the top of the head, top of the eyebrows, end of the eyebrows, underneath the eye, underneath the nose, chin, collarbones, bra straps on the side, and then your wrists. You can tap, and in an instant, you can feel better. For me, often tapping releases my stagnant energy, and it releases my subconscious blocks to feeling good. I find tapping videos on YouTube, there are a gazillion of there for free as well. So many free resources on YouTube, they're really, really good. So the tapping is an amazing tool. Personally, I like to tap when I'm alone. It just gives me more of a connection to myself. I don't enjoy tapping, for instance, at the office like I can do with yoga. I more enjoy tapping to be my own private practice, but you can do whatever feels good to you. I like to start my morning with tapping and I like to end my night with a good night tapping to really let my nervous system calm down and find ease. Once again, coming back to the body, finding some ease in the body. I hope you're enjoying today's episode as much as I enjoy recording it. I just wanted to pop on in here and tell you, if you are ready to feel freaking good and amazing alongside other spiritual entrepreneurs, Evolve Mastermind is here right now. We are beginning March 14. It's so soon. And we have space for you. If you are ready to evolve your spiritual gift, if you are ready to evolve from quote-unquote just being a spiritual entrepreneur to becoming a spiritual leader in your field, if you're ready to structure that business, if you're ready to have that CEO mindset and elevate in community, this is for you. This is where we build businesses that's going to allow you to have a life full of freedom, of high income with luxury clients, and last but not least, amazing impact in supporting and healing the world. If Evolve sounds like it's for you, go right to the show note after you've finished listening. And now let's get back to the show. Fifth on the list is dress up. Dress up. Normally when we have these shitty days and we are in a horrible mood, if it was me, I would put on my ugly Dougie fleece PJ bottoms. If you've seen me on Instagram, you've probably seen them. They are not pretty, but my God, are they comfortable. And then I would put on my really ugly old ex-boyfriend hoodie. That is, I should probably toss it, but it's just so fluffy and comfy and big. I would put on that hideous outfit and I would curl up on the sofa and I would just sit there and be miserable. And then I would say, today is a bad day. Instead of saying, right now is a bad moment, I would label the entire day as bad. And then I would feel bad for an entire day. Well, let's be honest, we all feel bad at some point, but we don't have to feel bad all day just because we feel bad at some point during the day. You get to feel good even though you had maybe a shitty start to the morning, or maybe something happened during the day that made you feel really shit. It doesn't need to destroy your entire day. So dress up so you feel good. Dress up in a way where you look in the mirror, you're like, damn, I'm fine. I look good. I look sexy. I look smoking hot. Whatever you want to feel, just wear that. For me, it's as simple as putting on red lipstick. I always have an emergency red lipstick in my purse, no matter what purse I'm using. If it's my work bag or if it's my going out bag, I always carry red lipstick because I know that can shift my mood in an instant. I feel sexy, I feel vibrant, I feel exotic, I feel all the good feelings just from wearing the red lipstick. So you can literally just dress the F up and look freaking gorgeous, and your energy will change. The way you hold your body will change. And that, once again, coming back to the body, changes the energy in the body, the emotion, energy in motion. We change the body, we change that. Sixth on the list is call someone you love. Call your bestie, call your friend, call your mom, your grandma. I don't know who you want to call, but call someone that you know, like, and trust and feel supported by, and tell them right now is a shitty moment. Maybe you simply just need to get some things off your chest and then you can go about your day. For me, sometimes it's literally as simple as sending my bestie a voice note being like, hi, today sucks. This is happening. Okay, thank you. And I'm feeling better. And then at some point during the day, bestie replies, how are you feeling right now? And I'm like, oh, now I'm better because I got everything out of my system. It happens all the time. We are humans and it's okay. So lean on the support that you have from other people. It's a strength. It's a strength to be vulnerable and say, today is not the day and I'm not the one and I kind of want to change that. Do you have a moment to talk? It's a strength. It's a superpower to be able to do that. To stay in your power and to honor what you need and to really take action from your needs. That is a powerful fucking move. And I just want to encourage you to do it because it really works. Then I have the next one on the list. Number 7 is watch an episode of your favorite thing. For me, it's always going to be RuPaul's Drag Race or it's going to be Queer Eye. I'm watching these stories of brave souls doing something I would never imagine could be, could exist. Like, how amazing is it that drag queens can be so skilled at so many things at once? Like, you can sew an outfit, you can sing, you can dance, you can act, you can runway the house down boots. You can do so many things. So I sit and I watch a single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race and I'm inspired and I'm in awe of them. It changes my mood instantly because I'm getting into these vibes, I'm hearing some good music, I'm having fun, I'm looking at all these gorgeous humans doing their thing. I get inspired and then, ooh, I'm inspired. So I can no longer be in a bad mood. So no matter how sad I am, it works for me to watch an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race because it's television that I know inspires me. So go watch something that inspires you. It could be a TV show. It could also be go watch a course you're doing. If you are in a program, go watch some of that program. If you're reading a self-development book, go back to that. Find where you have circled around some really good points in the book that you enjoy. Go back to what has inspired you previously and connect to that once more. I literally write in every single one of the books that I read, and I have so many books where I know if I go in and I open this book, I will get exactly a message that I need to pull me through this hardship that I'm feeling right now, this AFCO that I'm navigating right now. Go back to what has inspired you before. Instead of dwelling in the sadness or the anger or the whatever you're feeling, instead of dwelling in it and making more of it, we get to change it. We get to transform it. And you have been inspired by so many things before. Go back to those. Now, next on the list is do your hobby. If you have something that really brings you joy, do it. Instead of just sitting there watching TV or something that really does inspire you, that really does make you feel better, or doom scrolling on social media, comparing you to everybody else having an amazing life. And once again, spoiler alert, they don't have an amazing life always. They curate it. Curate, like a museum exhibition. They curate it to look perfect. It is not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So instead, go back to something that you enjoy. For me, it's puzzles. I love puzzles, and I even made my vision board into a puzzle. I just did that this year, and I love it already. So I can go and I can make a puzzle, and I'll put on RuPaul's Drag Race on my computer, and then I'll sit on the table, have some tea, and I'll make my puzzle with my vision board, and then I get to connect to both the drag race that I love and I'm inspired by, and I get to do it as I sit with my vision board as a puzzle, and it just feels so good already just saying it. I'm like, I'm so glad I made it into a puzzle. So do your hobby. Maybe it could be painting, or you like knitting, or you like to play computer, or you like to exercise in a certain way. If you like rock climbing, like me, you would go rock climbing maybe if that's available for you that day. So whatever it is that you desire to do, especially if you have a hobby at home that you already have all the materials for, it doesn't cost you anything else. Then I have the final piece on the list, number 9, is play a silly little game in your own mind that only you know. And it can be like, you remember when you were a kid and you would cross the streets and you were only allowed to touch the white pieces on the street and you would jump on them? Or you weren't allowed to touch the cracks in the pavement? Stuff like that. Make a fun little game. How many people can you smile to on your way to work? Or how many people can you compliment? Or maybe just compliment one person on your way to work. It makes you feel so good to compliment a stranger. I dare you to try it. It feels amazing to compliment a stranger because it comes out of the blue for them and you just made their day. It's so nice. So there you have it. There are 9 different ways of you to feel good today for free, for absolutely free. I just want to remind you that you are more powerful than whatever is happening for you. Life is never happening to you. So whatever is happening for you, you are infinitely more powerful. There is nothing that you can't handle. The universe would never give you something you can't handle. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. It's okay to be sad. It's just a feeling. There's nothing wrong with you. You are absolutely perfect the way you are. Now go out there. Go do something that makes you feel good instead of rotting up in emotions. And I will see you on the next episode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and let me know if you loved it. Save this episode for another time, for another rainy day. Send it to a friend if she's or he is having a shitty day. Make sure to spread the word so we can all come back to our power and lead our lives. Until next time. Bye.